I'll tell you the scariest thing about this discussion we're about to have.
What's that?
Is I am already afraid that we're not going to be able to come up with a decision.
I don't think we will.
You say what?
There's so many.
Yeah, there's no way.
So many.
But you got to pick four.
Yeah.
We have to make some serious cuts. Let's make a commitment to ourselves right now that we are going to settle on a top four no matter how much it hurts.
Oh, Lord.
Someone is going to have to compromise.
We're
going to
cut into Freddie Mac's time. We're going to be talking for hours.
He doesn't have anything good to say anyway. We'll be good. It's horror movies, so you know we have to make some deaths. We gotta kill some people off.
Yeah,
they're not afraid to kill people in a horror movie, so we shouldn't be afraid to kill off the horror movie if we need to.
Uh-huh.
Mount Rushmore Monday, yes. Mount Rushmore, whatever the heck
Monday,
it is.
Monday Mount Rushmore.
Lay it down for everybody, Antoine.
All right, so we are going to, as a family, as a K92 family, that's including you guys, as the listeners, as the cousins that show up on family reunion, we are going to come up with the quintessential horror movies for. Horror movies.
And I guess we're kind of like, when we say movies, a franchise is going to count as a
whole. Yeah, franchise. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, you're like, well, you know, Friday the 13th part 4 in comparison to part 7 was
Yeah, we don't want to get into that because it's like 10 of like those Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street,
Saws,
whatever.
Saws, all of those.
I'm going to say Saw should be in there, right?
So.
Man, you kind of feel like it.
I was thinking about Saw. And Saw was like that first one where you're like, is the bad guy, how bad is the bad guy? Like, it made you think.
Yep.
And that little puppet on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm. That thing. Jigsaw. Yeah.
Yo, so if that door opened right now and that bicycle came in here.
Yo, I'm going to tell you.
I think Saw has to be there.
Because Boobash is Saturday night at Awful Arthur's and there's almost always a Jigsaw. And a lot of them will ride those little bikes in too. That costume freaks me out every year. Some little Jigsaw comes up in my peripheral. Well, I'm going to like throw a back elbow
at that
person.
You said about Jigsaw, but what about It?
I'm not that scared of clowns.
But
I like It though.
And the fact with the little kids
You
and
can't
all
put all the movies on here, Monica.
Okay, I know. Look.
This is my wheelhouse.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Here's how I think we can at least try to build this list, because this is going to be hard.
Yes,
and you
got to
text in to 52353, because you get four movies or franchises, whatever you want to call it, that go on. This is the Mount Rushmore. So, yes, there are other ones that are good, but only four get to go up there. So I think sort of like when they built actual Mount Rushmore, and they said, okay, well, George Washington's going on here first,
right?
Because he's the OG.
Yes.
So we pick the OG horror movie, which to me is The Exorcist. That is the first one that goes up there. That one has to go on
See,
first.
I was thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
But yeah, Exorcist like came that. First.
It did.
It might have come first. But
can we have both?
When we were arguing about cereals, I said Cheerios, George Washington. You guys shot it down because Honey Nut was better. Nightmare on Elm Street is better than Exorcist.
But I also believe there is room on the Mount Rushmore for sort of the 80s movie franchise. So where we might get into the battle is it Friday the 13th or is it Nightmare on Elm Street that go in there? But The Exorcist is the original horror movie. I mean, that's the one that kind of launched them all. That's George Washington, man. You can't say, fine, well, we'll just do John Adams instead because he was sexier.
Okay.
Can we have both? No?
I don't know
It yet. Depends on what we end up with.
Okay. I didn't ask for more. I asked for an agreement on one.
All right, because I see what you're saying.
I think Exorcist has to be on.
It could go in there for now, and then we might take it off later.
Poltergeist.
Okay. Now, you have another argument. You hear this? This is Halloween. I mean,
this would be the one just because of the music, if nothing else. Halloween, Mike Myers.
Right.
Over, if music. I had to pick one over Elm Street or Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. The story, the mask. So the debate, it'll continue on, because what else deserves to be on there? I mean, this is Friday the 13th. I mean, it made a whole day of the month terrifying.
Yeah.
And was probably the first one to kind of launch into the ability to have 247 sequels of a horror movie.
Yeah.
No one really did that before. Mm-hmm. There might have been a Poltergeist 2 Electric Boogaloo, but that was it. So Friday the 13th is one that has to be considered.
Oh, gosh, this is
One that scared me, it probably won't make Mount Rushmore, but The Ring is one of the scariest horror movies. But I don't know if that makes list.
And her hair.
Coming out the TV.
Yep. Here's what I'm going to do. We're trying to figure out the Mount Rushmore of horror movies.
Okay.
I'm going to give you what I have decided is the current Mount Rushmore.
All right.
And then this way we have our four and you can try to argue one off
and take
the
it
list.
Off.
Okay? Okay. Because otherwise we're just going to sit here and shout movies and there are plenty of.
But you have to replace it if we take it
correct,
off.
Correct. Correct. So, here's the four. Number one, Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of calling that the George Washington here. And I'm acknowledging that The Shining is also in that potential, but I'm deciding The Exorcist goes in instead.
And I've never actually seen that movie.
I've seen parts
of
it.
I need to see it.
Friday the 13th, putting the whole franchise in. Yeah. Jason, change hockey forever, that man.
Hockey mask.
It also changed. I mean, that was the start of dumb teenagers doing things, getting themselves killed. I mean, that was just the best. I'm putting in Halloween. I mean, the music, the name, the franchise, Mike Myers, the whole thing. And then I am putting in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, all that jazz.
All right, so this is what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to remove Friday the 13th. Okay, because I feel like we have with Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street. So I want to replace it with a slasher film, which is a great franchise, Scream.
Scream?
Scream?
It was very pop culture. It was great.
Lame.
You shut up,
it
Human
was
Centipede.
Lame. Like, I'll take Human Centipede over Scream.
Of course you will.
That little man, come on.
Here he is, the call is coming from inside the house.
That was a cornball one. We shouldn't even recognize it.
So you know what? You say no to Scream. I also say no to Scream. So overrule.
All right, so Scream's
out. I think Saw is in there.
Which one are you taking off?
I considered Saw over Nightmare on Elm Street. But
not Freddy.
Not Freddy.
Freddy has to stay.
But Freddy is the OG.
Freddy's the OG because he has the most personality of any horror movie guy of any kind. Yeah. So Friday the 13th or Saw, I guess, becomes a question. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I would say Saw.
You say
Saw? Friday the 13th
I would say Saw. Get rid of Jason?
He's gone.
But you got Crystal Jigsaw Lake hanging out with
Freddy. Because it's really his mother.
And Jason.
Spoiler alert.
spoiler alert. I've never seen any Saw movie. I really have zero. Ooh. Zero
seconds.
You really
just have to see the first one. The first two are really good.
The tattoo on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, but we're okay on the other three. So this is what it's coming down to right now. All right. Then I'm going to present it to the peeps and they'll decide.
Okay.
Saw or Friday the 13th. You can be mad about any of the other ones, but they're not going on there.
They stay.
Mount Rushmore. Again, when you go into the bathroom behind Mount Rushmore, you can write other names on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a good time, call, whatever other movie you want. Call The Shining. Yeah, exactly. So 52353. It is the final decision. Friday the 13th or Saw for the last one. The other three, we're etching them in stone already. Yeah. Carving out The Exorcist, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. The last one is up to you. We will decide. If you're unhappy with the Mount Rushmore list, take it up with your other friends and try to figure out your own. Mm-hmm. We'll also accept, if you want to text into 52353, I'm totally open to future Monday Mount Rushmore topics.
Yes.
They can be on anything.
Okay, yeah.
It can be on food, it can be on movies, TV shows, nicknames for your grandma. I don't care. You just sell me on it and we'll roll from there. We're trying to do horror movies this week. And what we basically laid out was Exorcist, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street are in.
Correct.
One remaining spot. Friday the 13th or Saw.
That's where we are.
And we left it up to the peeps.
The vote.
And so, tabulated the votes.
Ooh, we tabulated. That makes sense.
Yes, they were tabulated. Uh-huh.
You know what I should do? Because this is like sort of makes it sound like tabulation. We're tabulating. That's Antoine over there. He's got out his 900 calculators and abacuses. Tabulating the results. And they are.
With 75% of the votes.
Okay, so it seems pretty definitive to me.
Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. All and right. if it,
it
was
is,
Saw,
it OG.
I would have accepted that one
it
as well.
It is an OG.
It is. It's kind of the original that brought on all the others. And this is a Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to sort of be the OGs and stuff like that. So that's what we've decided on. Exorcist, Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Nightmare on Elm Street. If you don't like that, we will give you a full refund of today's show.
Yes, you get all your money back.
Yep, you get all your $0 back.